540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Milwaukee County Transit System bus driver could spend up to 25 years in prison after pleading guilty in a fatal drunk driving crash. Prosecutors say Damian Peters had a blood alcohol level of 0.236, nearly three times the legal limit, when his bus struck and killed 61-year-old George Kaiser in November. The crash happened near 56th Street and Forest Home. MCTS fired Peters last year. He's set to be sentenced September 24th. The state fair opens today, but getting there may take longer than usual because of major construction on I-94 in Milwaukee County. Drivers heading to State Fair Park should expect the worst traffic during opening weekend, when Brewers games will add even more delays near the stadium interchange. State Fair officials say westbound I-94 is down to two lanes in one stretch and several ramps are closed. A lot of drivers will be routed onto 84th Street. Fairgoers can use MCTS bus routes, rideshare, or shuttle options to avoid the worst of the traffic. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee man is charged with killing his father, and prosecutors say he was already out on bond in another felony case. Court records say 26-year-old Philip Jeffrey Clark Jr. is charged with first-degree reckless homicide with a dangerous weapon, pointing a firearm, and felony bail jumping after the July 31st shooting. Investigators say his aunt called 911 after he pointed a gun at her, and officers later found his father dead inside the home. Clark later admitted to shooting his father, according to the complaint, though he said he had trouble remembering what happened. Harley's e-bike company could get unplugged from the stock exchange. LiveWire Group is under pressure after the New York Stock Exchange warned the company it could be delisted if their share price didn't recover. The Harley-Davidson-backed electric motorcycle maker said its stock traded below a dollar for 30 straight trading days, which put it out of compliance with the New York Stock Exchange rules. LiveWire says they'll try to fix the problem, possibly with a reverse stock split if shareholders agree. Scooter fines and warnings are climbing in Milwaukee. Data from the Department of Public Works shows Lime issued more than 3,100 fines in June and nearly 18,000 warnings. The Journal Sentinel reports those are the highest totals all year as ridership on e-scooters continue to increase month by month. The DPW numbers showed 18 people were injured on e-scooters in June and nearly three dozen people were banned. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. It's not too late to get in on all the action of Packers Family Night tomorrow night. The Packers say a very limited number of tickets are still available for the fun-filled family evening at Lambeau. Titletown Family Fest kicks off Friday's festivities at 3 p.m. with activities for fans of all ages. Lambeau Field gates open at 5:30 with the team taking the field for warm-ups at 7 and practice beginning at 7:30. Family Night features a game-like atmosphere with game day music, jersey giveaways, and wraps up with a fireworks display over Lambeau Field. While there are a few event tickets available, parking passes are sold out for Lambeau Field and Titletown. Just like on game day, parking is available in surrounding neighborhoods, and many area businesses and residents offer pay-to-park options. Wisconsin is fighting a Trump administration rule that would ease restrictions on a type of greenhouse gas used in refrigerators and air conditioners. The state Justice Department says the chemicals, known as HFCs, are far more harmful to the climate than carbon dioxide, and the new rule would delay deadlines for phasing them out. The administration says the change gives businesses more time and could reduce costs. Wisconsin is joining a coalition of other states in the legal challenge. One candidate for Wisconsin governor says she's disappointed with the outcome of an encampment in Madison. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke out yesterday following Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway's decision to clear out the site of a fatal police shooting serving as a makeshift memorial. People have been protesting and camping out there since Corey Ruiz was shot and killed by police on July 22nd. In a statement, Hong called on Madison to be transparent about arrests and tactics used by law enforcement. She said she wanted to make sure personal items and memorial materials were returned to their owners. A legal group is suing Governor Evers and state officials over a law that authorized online sports betting through tribal administration. The lawsuit argues that Wisconsin Act 247 violates the Wisconsin Constitution, which was updated in 1993 to prohibit most forms of gambling, with limited exceptions such as the state lottery and charity raffles. The group is suing on behalf of the Brown County Taxpayers Association and Milwaukee-based Citizens Defending Liberty. The lawsuit also challenges Governor Evers' plan to negotiate tribal agreements in order to implement Wisconsin Act 247. Such agreements, if negotiated, would ensure online sports gambling is done using computer servers on tribal lands. Tribes like the United Nations support legalizing online sports betting. They argue Act 247 ensures sports betting stays within the state rather than spreading into illegal or unregulated markets. The governor's spokesperson said in a statement to WITI-TV, the governor will fight the lawsuit. A correctional officer from Janesville has been dismissed and taken into custody after finding himself on the opposite side of the law. The Rock County Sheriff's Office terminated Jacob Struley following reports he had a sexual relationship with an inmate. The 28-year-old was arrested yesterday after officials conducted interviews with the parties involved in the allegations. He is slated to appear in court tomorrow. A Madison-based medical center is once again being recognized as the premier facility in Wisconsin. For the 15th consecutive year, U.S. News & World Report has crowned UW-Health as the top-ranked hospital in the state. The center earned national accolades in 9 adult and 3 pediatric specialties, while also receiving high performance ratings in 20 separate procedures and medical conditions. Coming in at number 2 on the annual list for the Badger State is Milwaukee's Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A comeback win for Harrison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Pirates last night 4-2 in Milwaukee. Lefty Kyle Harrison, in his first start in over a month, was doing great, striking out 10 at 1.8 batters in a row when he says his legs started to cramp up towards the end of the fifth inning.
You know, those last two hitters in the fifth inning just kind of locking up on me, had the groin locking up, the calves were just cramping. So first time I really experienced like a full body cramp out there.
The series wraps up this afternoon. NFL, the Packers getting ready for tomorrow night's family night practice inside Lambeau Field, set to start a little after 7 o'clock. In Madison, quarterback Colton Joseph on why he decided to transfer from Old Dominion to Wisconsin.
You know, Coach Guyton was had a big influence on that. Coach Grimes, Coach Fickell. Really, I just saw it as the biggest opportunity for me to come out and show what I can do and make a name for myself. And since I've been here, make a name for the Badgers.
That's quarterback Colton Joseph with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, right around 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.